In Uganda, President Yoweri Museveni has won another term in office. Official results have just been announced. NPR's Jason Bobian reports from Kampala.
Museveni defeated his one-time ally and personal physician Kizza Besigye to extend his tenure as president into a third decade. The campaign was a fiercely personal one between the two candidates. The central issue before voters was summarized by the slogans of the two camps. Besigye's Forum for Democratic Change supporters adopted the chant, "Asende," or "Throw him out." Museveni's backers countered with shouts of "No change, no change." On Thursday, Ugandans decided to stick with the stability offered by Museveni, despite his flaws. The results, however, varied dramatically across the country. In the north, where people have been terrorized for almost two decades by the Lord's Resistance Army, voters in some districts gave their incumbent president less than 10% of the vote. Museveni also lost in the capital, Kampala. During the last presidential election in 2001, there was widespread fraud and voter intimidation, according to the Uganda Supreme Court. This year, observers from the European Union declared that voting itself went smoothly and saw no signs of organized rigging. The election monitors, however, did say that there were numerous problems with the campaign itself. The first was that Besigye spent a significant amount of the race in prison on charges of treason, terrorism, and rape. In addition, the Ugandan Attorney General, who was appointed by Museveni, attempted repeatedly to get Besigye disqualified from the race on legal grounds. The EU observers also say Museveni utilized the resources of the government for his campaign, and state-run media heavily favored the incumbent. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Kampala.